morning to all of you. I'm going to be preaching out of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I'm going to be talking about love. Sadly, I will have to mention, because it's in the Bible, that it's possible to do a lot of things, but when you do it without love, it's no good. So in the first three verses, we're going to look at several things. In verse 1, if I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And so, the first thing is competence without love means I'm just being noisy. And that's possible. There are a lot, I hate to say this, but I think there are some that are on the television, and probably some that are not, that fit that description. Having competence, but without love. And all that equates is just being noisy. In verse 2, there's several things here mentioned. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans, and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains, but didn't love others, I would be nothing. And so we see in verses 2 that eloquence without love, in other words, just speaking eloquently. 2, have an intelligence without love. That means I'm just nothing. Inspiration without love, again, meaning I am nothing. If it doesn't have love, then it's of no use. It's just nothing. I am nothing. And then in verse 3, there's couple of things here mentioned. If I had such faith that I could move mountains, but didn't love others, I would be nothing. And if I gave everything I have to the poor, and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. And so we see being benevolent without love is nothing. Persecution without love is nothing. So we have three elements here that are mentioned of being spiritual without love. The first one I've already mentioned. And if we don't have love, then I become noisy. And then several things were mentioned in verse 2. And if I'm intelligent, inspiring, benevolent, without love, I am nothing. And then in verse 3, if you give everything, the Bible says, if I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. And so, we discover we're either becoming just noisy, or I am nothing, or I gain nothing. And that's sad to say. But all of that to say, if we don't have love, then there is nothing. Nothing good at all if you don't have love. Now, I'm going to mention here in verses 4 through the remainder of the chapter what real love is. Love is, first of all, patient. Are you patient? Or are you like some? Things just can't happen quick enough for you. It's got to be now or never. But we need to be patient. And it says also, love is patient and kind. Are we kind to others around us? Thirdly, love is not jealous. It never boasts and is not proudful. Prideful. And we also see in verses 5, or rude. Real love is not rude. Then we see it does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. It keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up. Never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. I don't know, maybe you have, or you have known of some who have spoken in other tongues and spoken in other languages. But if they don't love, then that's meaningless. It says in verse 8, prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless. But love will last forever. Now, our love, the Bible says, our knowledge is partial and incomplete. And even the gift of prophecy reveals only part of the whole picture. But when the time of perfection comes, these partial things will become useless. You see, love never insists on its own rights. It never gets provoked. It never harbors evil thoughts. Never glad when wrong is done. Rejoices when truth prevails. Bears all things. Certainly, love does bear all things. Bible indicates in verses 11, when I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. Then we will see everything with perfect clarity. Love exercises faith in everything. And love keeps up hope in everything. Bible indicates all that I know now is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. Three things will last forever. You'll pay close attention to this. Three things: faith, hope, and love. And the Bible goes a little further to say, and the greatest of these is love. My message is simple. Whatever we do, we need to do it with love. Whatever we say, we need to say it with love. Whatever, ever, there has to be love. I want to encourage us all to just do that. To love others. For as you love others, you love God. I encourage us all to just love. Love like Jesus did. And God will bless in a mighty, wonderful way. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you for this word. I humbly ask that you will bless the remainder of the service and be with us in all a special way. For Lord, we are thankful that, first of all, that you love us. And Lord, we want to say that we love you. In Jesus' holy and loving name we pray. Amen. I'm going to be here at the front for just a little bit. Pastored over 30 years, and I just want to say that the invitation is a good time when anyone where God has been speaking to their hearts and is speaking to their heart is leading them to a decision. Whatever that decision is that God is leading you to, I encourage you to do that. I'll be here at the front to pray with you about it. And I encourage you to come as we stand.